just removed half of my makeup to show you the blur. This is the blur. This right here is a setting spray that everyone is talking about. Well, you won't recognize this because it's a lab sample. Danessa Myrick's Yummy Skin Liquid Blurring Balm. Mattifying setting spray, and the slogan is that I'm a powder, treat me like one. Well, I'm about to put this to test. Danessa's whole brand line is based on Upsilite, which is a super porous material that absorbs oil and water. That's basically it. And she knows how to work it. But creating a blurring setting spray in a market which is already saturated with blurring setting sprays is kind of risky. And let me tell you this, if you know Danessa, you know she doesn't play around until she's sure that something will work. When you add powders on your face and then you hit it with a setting spray, it's already blurred. What are you trying to blur? Actual potential of the spray. I'm going to show it to you. I'll be spraying the Yummy Skin Liquid Blurring Balm on just creams without setting my face with powders. What kind of a blur will this deliver? Add some foundation, now I'm adding cream bronzer. We have cream blush. I'm not using any other product from Danessa's line other than the spray because I want the blur to come from this, not from her other stuff. I'm blending in the concealer. The creams are blended out. At this point, I usually set my face with powders and then hit it with a setting spray. But today, I'm going to show you half my face hit with the setting spray and what kind of a blur it gives. Keeping it well, I'm covering half my face and this side of the face covered with Yummy Skin Liquid Blurring Balm Spray and this side without. Now we wait. Just fan my face 1 minute after spraying the spray. While my face dries off, I also want to do an experiment on the back of my hand. We're going to see these two swatches of foundation after we are done with this video. I'm going to spray this one with the spray. Sprayed this one with the spray and this swatch is not sprayed with the spray. Now we leave it alone. This is 2 minutes after hitting my face with the spray. Do you see that blur? Look at this side, look at this side. This side, look at this side. It's been 3 minutes, I'm going to zoom you in. This is a side just with the creams on my face. It has not been set with anything, neither powders or setting spray. And this is a side which has been set with Danessa Myrick's Yummy Skin Liquid Blurring Balm Setting Spray. No powders, just the setting spray. This side, just the creams. And this side, the setting spray on top of the creams. That is giving blur. Look at the texture, look at the blur. This experiment that I did on the back of my hand, this side has been set with the setting spray and this side not. Do you see the blur? What this setting spray can do? I figured this out because I've been playing with the lab sample for a long time and I kind of learned how to use it and I wanted to see what the full potential is. And this is the full potential of the blurring setting spray. Now this is my face completely set with powders and I'm going to use this on one side of my face and I want to see how much more blur can this add. I'm actually going to use it on this side now. But will this actually add more blur or take away the blur? Just a reminder, this is what my hand looks like almost 7 minutes after spraying it with setting spray on this side and without. That is the same foundation. This is mattified in blur and this side is still wet. Like the whole face is blurred, but this side is extra blurred. And I mean, this is beautiful too, but this is porcelain skin. I hope this in-depth detail, multi-step review actually helps you decide if this is worth it or not. I just removed half of my makeup to show you the blur. This is the blur. This is how you blur. Are you seeing that? Crazy.